This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In the Lok Sabha, the uproar continued today as well, as the opposition did not let the question hour to function, following which the presiding officer adjourned the house till noon. When the Lok Sabha assembled for the day, the presiding officer P.C. Mohan tried to take up question hour, but the opposition members, including the Congress, TMC and DMK, among others, trooped into the well and started sloganeering. He appealed to them to allow the House to function and take up question hour. Amidst noisy scenes, Minister of State for Animal Husbandry and Dairying, S.P. Singh Baghel, tried to answer the question related to Animal Husbandry Infrastructure Development Fund, but he could not complete his reply due to disruption in the proceedings. The House proceedings have since resumed. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will deliver the keynote address at the National Conference on Tackling Cyber-Enabled Frauds and Dismantling the Ecosystem in New Delhi this afternoon. On the occasion, he will inaugurate the new cybercrime branch of the Central Bureau of Investigation. He will also launch the State Cyber Crime Coordination Centre dashboard of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre under the Ministry of Home Affairs. The Ministry of Home Affairs said the primary objective of the conference is to build a shared understanding of the scale, trends and evolving nature of cyber-enabled frauds in India. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the Union Budget 2026-27 reflects the government's commitment for continuity, certainty and predictability from a policy point of view for businesses and industry. She was addressing the board members of the US-India Strategic Partnership Forum in New Delhi yesterday. The finance minister said it will enable them to foster long-term plans and investment commitments. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the India-US trade deal is the best agreement in the national interest, in which the interests of farmers have been fully safeguarded. Talking to media after Govardhan Parikrama at Mathura in Uttar Pradesh, the agriculture minister said major grains including wheat and paddy have been completely protected in this agreement.
I would like to thank Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He did not allow the farmers of India to be harmed. This agreement is the best agreement in the interest of the nation. The interest of the farmers have been safeguarded. This agreement is an example of diplomacy, development and dignity.
Diplomacy, development or dignity.
The plastic sector has welcomed the interim trade agreement between India and the United States of America. Talking to Akashvani News, former chairman of Plastic Export Promotion and Plastic Product Exporter Arvind Goyka said the deal will provide new opportunities to boost trade in the sector.
I am Arvind Goenka. This India-America trade deal presents a very big opportunity for our plastic industry to expand our business and increase exports. Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Honorable Minister Piyush Goyal conducted tough negotiations and succeeded in limiting the tariff for India to 18%, which is lower than that of all other Asian countries.
In Meghalaya, the death toll has risen to 28 in the mine explosion at Minsk Ghat, which took place on Thursday, with one injured person succumbing to injuries. Teams of NDRF, SDRF, Special Rescue Team, Police and District Administration are engaged in the search and rescue operation. News just in, Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. Meanwhile, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has accused the opposition MPs for disrupting the proceedings of the Lok Sabha, saying their conduct reflects that they do not have any respect for the dignity of the House. Talking to media, Mr. Rijiju said Congress women MPs had crossed over to the Treasury bench, even reached near the Prime Minister's seat in the House last week, is a shameful act. He said the BJP MPs, especially the women MPs, have lodged a strong complaint to the Lok Sabha Speaker against the behaviour of the Congress MPs. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading 0.3% up in forenoon trade today. The Sensex gained 300 points to 84,365, while the Nifty added 80 points to 25,947 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.